staring out into the distance, not seeming to hear what I said. Why did you put up such resistance, like all the lights were red? 'Cause you and me, baby, I saw you there. Straight away I knew there's really no hiding. I tell you right now what we're gonna do. We'll go collecting the days, putting the moments away. You're on my mind like a song on the radio. You're on my mind like a song on the radio.
Not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, Jukebox Journey with Johnny G on WONY.
street one day.
Chicago here at 90.9 FM. Does anybody really know what time it is? Better yet, does anybody really care? Hiya, hiya, Johnny G with you on Jukebox Journey on a beautiful looking Tuesday afternoon. Glad you could join me. I'll be here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And I guess if you like to hear anything, why don't you send me a message through my Facebook page, Jukebox Journey, and I love to get it on for you. Right now, Jefferson Starship, 90.9 FM.
Now the reason we're here as man and woman is to love each other, take care of each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up. Like Brigitte Bardot. Now look at the people in the streets, in the bars. We are all of us in the gutter. Some of us are looking at the stars. Look round the room. Life is unkind. We fall, but we keep getting up. Over and 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 over. Me and you, every night, every day. We'll be together, always this way. Your eyes are blue, like the heavens above. Talk to me, darling, with a message of love. Now the reason we're here, every man, every woman, is to help each other, stand by each other. When love walks in the room, everybody stand up.
Journey.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be surfing like California. You see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too, a bushy, bushy blonde hair, surfing USA. You'll catch them surfing at Ventura County. We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. We're waxing down our surfboard, we can't wait for June. We'll all be gone for the summer, we're on safari to stay. Tell the teacher we're serving USA. Pacific Palisade,
inside, outside, you
San Onofre and Sun,
inside, outside, you
Redondo Beach, LA,
inside, outside, you
all over the whole
inside, USA.
Outside, USA. At Waimea Bay,
inside, outside,
everybody's gone
surfing
USA.
Thank you. surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Yeah, everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
Johnny G along with you on Jukebox Journey. And you know, I was just thinking the other day about growing up early 70s, and my dad had a little portable, I think it was like a little portable red radio, just AM, and there was two stations he would listen to all the time. One was 1010 WINS. What was their motto? Something like, you give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world. And he'd be listening to that. Or if he wasn't listening for news or sports weather, the other station he loved was WHN, which was a country station. And honestly, I was never really a country fan, but I did like when this song came on.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had, and I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name is Sue! How do you? Told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun to pull mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, cause I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son. And I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that.
One morning, I woke up.
Johnny G along with you on Jukebox Journey. You know, a couple of years, well, many years ago, my wife and I went up to SPAC, Saratoga, and Tom Petty was playing, and the opening act was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. And if you've ever seen them live, what incredible harmonies that these guys put together. It's just, wow. Oh. Well, today is September 16th, and on this day back in 1970, a magazine called Melody Maker had a poll for its readers. Name the best band. And for 8 years in a row, it was the Beatles. But in 1970, a brand new band made it to the top. You want to take a guess who that was? Led Zeppelin. And if you wanted to go see Led Zeppelin in concert in 1970, a ticket would set you back $6. Wow.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, go to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me the there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair. Chances on a big jet plane. Never let them tell you that we're all the same. Oh, the sea was red and the sky was gray. One that had the horror could ever follow today. Mountains and the canyons start to tremble and shake. The children and the sun begin. Watch out. Say she plays guitar and cries and sings. La 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 la. Ride a white man in the footsteps of dawn, trying to find a woman who's never, never, never been born. You're standing on the hill in the mountain of dreams, telling myself it's not as hard.
Adamson?
Here.
Adler?
Here.
Anderson? Anderson?
Here.
Bueller? 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 Bueller?
He's sick. My best friend's sister's boyfriend's brother's girlfriend heard from this guy who knows this kid is going with the girl who saw Ferris pass out at 31 Flavors last night. I guess it's pretty serious.
Thank you, Simone.
Nope.
Down the one night.
here on Jukebox Journey. We're playing that funky music on a Tuesday afternoon. Hiya, hiya. Johnny G along with you. And we got a request right now, all the way from West Hurley. Roxy, this one's for you. All right, so I guess I'll have to come back to that. The first technical difficulty of the afternoon. Well, that's a bummer. All right, we'll have to get back to that request. Okay, in the meantime, let's go to this one here. And we'll play that one instead.
Though I knew that there was something
9 FM Jukebox Journey with Stevie Wonder. From his Inner Visions album, that is Stevie Wonder and Golden Lady. Johnny G with you on WONY and Jukebox Journey. Well, all the schools are pretty much in session all around the area, colleges, high schools, you know, and the one thing I hated about the first week of school was inevitably the teacher would say, all right, take out a piece of paper, we're going to do a composition. What I did on my summer vacation, and I thought to myself, okay, you know, I don't lead an exciting life. There's really not much to write about. And then it got worse than junior high and high school because there'd be that teacher like, okay, you wrote this composition. Now I want you to stand up and read it to the class. And that was the last thing in the world I wanted to do. You know, and if I could go back, I would do it a little differently.
The first day, no, my vacation. What I did on my summer vacation. The first day of my vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The second day of my summer vacation, I woke up. Then I went downtown to look for a job. Then I hung out in front of the drugstore. The third day of my summer vacation, I woke up.
That's fine.
Then I went downtown to look for a job.
That's fine.
Thank you. anything was possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
topic on the road. See what topic on the rock this town. Rock it inside
gonna run.